Team Trump's economic plan.
We're going to have the most significant middle-income tax cut since Reagan.
Charlotte protest over police shooting.
No peace!
Cleaning up in the storm-battered South.
There's so much that needs to be done. I don't know where to start.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Donald Trump heads out on the road today for the first time since his stunning election win 23 days ago. And he could get his warmest reception in Indiana at the plant where they make cooling systems. The carrier operation, where an agreement will keep 1,000 jobs there from going to Mexico. CBS's Dean Reynolds has more on the fine print from Indianapolis.
According to Fortune magazine, Donald Trump called carrier CEO Greg Hayes and promised corporate tax rate reductions, dwarfing the $65 million the company would have saved through outsourcing. Indiana reportedly sweetened the deal with about $700,000 in yearly tax incentive.
CBS's Major Garrett tells us a key member of the incoming cabinet's promising the largest tax change since Reagan.
Treasury Secretary nominee Steve Mnuchin, a lifelong Wall Street financier, previewed the next administration's economic plans.
The tax plan has both the corporate aspects to it, lowering corporate taxes so we make U.S. companies the most competitive in the world.
Mr. Trump's choice of Mnuchin for Treasury and billionaire businessman Wilbur Ross for Commerce signals a turning away from candidate Trump's attacks on Wall Street corruption.
I'm not going to let Wall Street get away with murder. Wall Street has caused tremendous problems for us.
And on health care, a Kaiser Family Foundation survey finds only 1 in 4 Americans wants a full repeal of Obamacare. Republican support for a full repeal is down 17 points since the election. Well, the recount of the presidential vote gets underway today in Wisconsin. Mr. Trump won the state over Hillary Clinton by less than a percentage point. Brown County Republican leader Marion Krumberger expects it'll go smoothly.
First off, the boxes are sealed. They open up, and we're having people in there that are very familiar with ballots and have done this before.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein, with the backing of the Clinton campaign, pushed for the recount there and in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Final approval in Congress expected next week on a deal that means thousands of California National Guard troops will not have to repay enlistment bonuses. Some, like former Army Master Sergeant Susan Haley, have been struggling to make payments.
Cutting back an awful lot, it's like we were late on our house payments, and that cannot continue. We've exhausted our savings. And yes, there are others that are far worse. Their credit has been destroyed.
The government can still collect if it has proof some who received the bonuses knew they were not entitled to them. More than 2 months after violent and destructive protests in Charlotte, there was a peaceful demonstration last night, hours after prosecutors declined to file charges against an officer in the fatal shooting of a black man. In South Carolina, a Charleston jury is weighing the fate of a police officer in the shooting death of a black man that was caught on video. CBS's Jim Crisula.
A prosecutor in Michael Slager's murder trial told the jury in closing arguments that the white former police officer was not justified in fatally shooting unarmed black motorist Walter Scott, even though Scott resisted arrest after a traffic stop. Slager's lawyer countered, telling jurors Slager feared for his life, and therefore the fatal shooting was justified.
Now to Tacoma, Washington, where a police officer was shot and later died as he responded to a domestic dispute. The news left residents horrified.
My heart is just breaking right now for that police officer's family and for all of us. This is a very big tragedy.
After a standoff, the suspect in the shooting was shot and killed by police. A long cleanup and recovery is getting underway in parts of Tennessee's Great Smoky Mountains, ravaged by wildfires. 7 people were killed, hundreds of homes and buildings destroyed. WTVF reporter Chris Conti.
Hundreds of first responders from across the state are trying to put out hot spots and clear roads. They did get some relief with the rain here, but it created mudslides. Even with the rain, though, homes that burned to the ground are still smoldering. Hundreds of people forced from their homes remain either in shelters or at local hotels.
The National Weather Service confirms 13 tornadoes in Tennessee and 3 other southern states over the past couple of days. 5 people were killed. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Rosalie, Alabama.
The EF2 tornado came barreling through here with winds up to 135 miles an hour. 20 buildings, including a Baptist church and a shopping plaza, lie in piles of rubble. A tornado watch remains in effect across much of the southeast.
New details are emerging in the abduction of a Northern California woman. She was found alive a week ago. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Sherry Papini told police the two women who allegedly abducted her spoke in Spanish and tried to hide their identities. Investigators are trying to work with a sketch artist to create drawings of the suspects. They don't know if they targeted Papini or if this was a random abduction.
And Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosanko says there's clear evidence she was tortured.
The suspects did brand her. I will not get into the details of where the brand is located on her body, nor what was branded on her.
Reports say the second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, was medically evacuated from the South Pole. Aldrin is 86 years old. On the Health Watch, new research on a magic mushroom drug that's relieved anxiety for cancer patients. Here's CBS's Dan Raviv.
Psilocybin mushrooms, which are usually illegal, were administered to 51 people suffering from very serious cancer. Two doses, 1 month between them, then they were monitored for 6 months. Psychologists at the Johns Hopkins Medical School in Baltimore report more than 80% had better attitudes toward life, relationships, and spirituality. A comment from a psychiatrist at a hospital in Glen Oaks, New York.
There are a subset of patients who don't respond to your traditional conventions.
Dr. Scott Krakauer saying hallucinogens may sound scary, but in the future may be needed by some cancer patients.
Major League Baseball's reached a tentative 5-year labor deal with the Players Union. It calls for 4 more days off during the season, a smokeless tobacco ban for new players, and the result of the All-Star game will no longer determine home field advantage in the World Series. Well, for the second straight year, Spotify says Drake was the most streamed artist. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. The song One Dance was the most popular. Overall, Drake's songs were listened to 4.7 billion times in 2016. It's been a week of tears and tributes in Cuba. CBS's Steve Futterman.
This will be the second day of Fidel Castro's final journey as his ashes travel from Havana to Santiago, where on Sunday the ashes will be placed in their final resting spot. Yesterday we saw many emotional scenes, ordinary Cuban citizens lining the streets, watching the motorcade with the glass-covered casket containing the ashes pass by. There were cheers, chants, and even tears. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Havana.
After two back surgeries, Tiger Woods returns to competitive golf today for the first time in 15 months at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Woods says he's ready to play. He last won a Pro Tour event 3 years ago and hasn't won a major tournament since 2008. This event features Woods and 17 of the top golfers in the world. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.